consultant.
Let's move on to General Flynn. Earlier in the week, there was a bunch of articles written by Dr. Jerome Corsi and others about basically some of the Pentagon bigwigs were saying that the reason why, you know, the deep state, if you will, the shadow government, the leftovers from the Obama administration, so on and so forth, whatever you want to say, the reason why they went after Flynn right off the flip was because it was payback for him, you know, going on, I think it was maybe Al Jazeera, maybe RT, so kind of in that world, basically blowing the whistle that it was the policy of the executive branch and the head of the executive branch to set up a Salafist principality in Syria and to overthrow Assad. Well, that's what it basically means. If you're going to set up a Salafist principality in Syria, which is the Wahhabi gang, you know, the real barbaric, you know, head choppers, genital mutilators, the whole nine yards, you're going to have to overthrow Assad. And so this regime change, you know, agenda, Flynn blew the whistle on it. Now, that, and then basically through these Pentagon exchanges, the articles were saying that, yes, Flynn was targeted for that very reason. Now, just to give another angle here, and I was thinking about this when I was listening to this earlier in the week, was Flynn had been a Democrat, okay? And so he basically, here's just the other angle. Flynn was a Democrat. He blows the whistle on his party's machinations in Syria. Okay. And so then he kind of ingratiates himself to the right wing and the Republicans, and then Trump brings him on as a, you know, remember everybody in alternative media was like, rah rah, Flynn, you did a great job, you blew the whistle, and you know, he got fired by Clapper and the whole nine yards. But then, so he's kind of like a Sheriff Clark figure from Milwaukee County. He was a Democrat. I don't know if he is anymore. He's probably switched parties, but he was this guy that he was then, you know, by his pro gun stance and everything else, he was really the Oath Keepers, pro gun groups. They all love Sheriff Clark, even though he's a Democrat and so forth. And now he speaks at the RNC. General Flynn spoke at the RNC, and you can see parallels between Sheriff Clark and then General Flynn. So my thought was, well, what if Flynn was a saboteur operation to get in here and basically get cozy with the Republicans? Trump names him as the head of the NSA, and then the scandal breaks, and maybe the thought was this to bring down Trump. Well, it hasn't brought Trump down. Pence and, you know, the whole thing with Pence and Flynn, I don't know. Pence, he's so clicked up with the neocons that basically, what if Pence ended up sacking Flynn? I don't know, because Flynn also co-wrote a book with Michael Ledeen, one of the neocon guys from the 9/11 debacle. And so the whole creative destruction, Michael Ledeen. And so it's some really kind of weird circles here with why Flynn, what happened with him. But I got an article up, and this out of Veterans News Now, the NSA, CIA, and the FBI. This is called Gas from Israel and the Flynn Wiretapping. The NSA, CIA, and the FBI are listening to Flynn's conversations with Turkish and Israeli interests. Okay? What's really behind the deep state infighting over the U.S. elections and the wiretapping of the Trump campaign? Why was the CIA neocon axis vehemently lobbying against Trump? What foreign interests and what money is involved in this? Answer to these questions are now emerging. The former director of the CIA under Clinton, James Woolsey, went to the Wall Street Journal and offered some information on the retired General Flynn and the lobbying businesses he was involved in. Woolsey is an arch neocon. He had worked on the transition team of Trump, but got fired over growing tension over Trump's vision for intelligence agencies. Flynn is the former national security advisor of Trump, who later also got fired. Woolsey was a board member of Flynn's former lobbying company, FIG. Woolsey claims in September 2016, he took part in a meeting between Flynn and high-level Turkish officials, including the Turkish foreign minister and the energy minister, who is the son-in-law of the Turkish President Erdogan. During the meeting, Woolsey claims a brainstorming took place over how the Turkish cult leader Fethullah Gulen, remember the whole coup and Erdogan blaming Gulenite factions and all that, could possibly, by illegal means, be removed from the U.S. and handed over to Turkey. Gulen is accused by the Erdogan mafia of initiating a coup attempt against it. The U.S. claims officially that there is no evidence for such an accusation and that Gulen can therefore not be rendered to Turkey. And Gulen, as we know through a lot of these people, runs this massive kind of Islamic school system here in the United States. Really weird stuff. Gulen is an old CIA asset that helped the U.S. deep state to control Turkey. Erdogan divorced from the Gulen organization after it became useless for his neo-Ottoman project. Here's a Wall Street Journal report on the Woolsey claims and a video clip with parts of his Wall Street Journal interview. Woolsey also went on CNN where he repeated the story. Flynn was accused by the anti-Trump campaign to have worked for Russia. He had taken several $10,000 for speeches he gave in Moscow. He also at times had argued for better U.S. relations with Russia. But Flynn's pro-Russia stand was probably honest, or the bribes involved were just smaller than the ones paid by others. The money he got on the speaker circus was rather small for a man in his position. After having been fired from the Trump administration, Flynn retroactively filed under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. His lobbying firm had a contract over $530,000 to work for a company near to the Turkish President Erdogan. In his filing, Mr. Flynn's firm said its work from August to November could be construed to have principally benefited the Republic of Turkey. The filing said his firm's fee, $530,000, wasn't paid by the government but by Innovo BV, a Dutch firm owned by a Turkish businessman, Akim Alpetkin. This lobbying, not the alleged Flynn-Putin relation, is the real scandal and part of the Trump-CIA-Clinton deep state infighting. The meeting Woolsey described was under the Turkish Flynn contract. The Turkish businessman and owner of Innovo, Ekim Aptekin, is a member of the Erdogan gang, but hidden at the very end of the Wall Street Journal story is a real key to understand the shady network. Innovo hired Mr. Flynn on behalf of an Israeli company seeking to export natural gas to Turkey, the filing said. And Mr. Alpetkin wanted information on the U.S.-Turkey political climate to advise the gas company about its Turkish investments. It was the Israeli gas company, not the other outlet, that drove the issue. The Leviathan and Tamar gas fields in the Mediterranean along the Israeli coast are a huge energy and profit resource if the gas from them can be exported to Europe. Several companies are involved in the exploration are all looking for ways to connect the fields to the European gas network. There are rumors that huge bribes have been paid in Israel, Jordan, and elsewhere to win exploration contacts and to sell the gas. Negotiations between Israel and Turkey over the pipeline have been on and off. They depend on a positive climate toward Israel and the Turkish government, which again depends on the often changing political position of the Erdogan gang. All right, so I'm not going to read the rest of it, but it's kind of interesting with Woolsey and Flynn, you know, and his lobbying firm, and they're talking about Woolsey. His neocon pro-Zionist history suggests he is the senior Israeli watchdog over Flynn and all this. is now engaged in damage control and is coming clean and selectively leaking his anti-Flynn stuff to exculpate himself. So keep your eyes on Flynn, Turkey, and Mr. Woolsey, former head of the CIA. Quite interesting there. Now, what's the producer telling me here? Of course, Flynn could have never known that his conversations might be intercepted. Any of these guys, the former head of defense intelligence, man, this masking and unmasking stuff is very fascinating. Now, this is breaking all over the place that Susan Rice, she was the head of the NSA under Obama, National Security Advisor. She is being accused of being behind the unmasking of the Trump team members. So this is floating around all over the place in various circles. Cernovich and Bill Mitchell and some of these Twitter people. So very fascinating. Jack Posobiec. And so it's Adam Housley. It's going on all over the place that Susan Rice could be being thrown under the bus for the unmasking of the Trump transition team. So here's an interesting one. Top GOP officials prepare for President Pence. Already Republicans are talking about getting their court nominee through and then jettisoning the president. The political walls are closing in on Donald Trump. Not 100 days into the Trump presidency, one thing is abundantly clear, is completely unsustainable as it is operating today. There are even rumblings in the seams of Washington that Trump may not last the summer, including Republican consultant Michael Steele, the black guy that was the former head of the RNC, telling clients to prepare for President Pence. Okay. Indeed, something fundamental seemed to shift in the zeitgeist this week with Michael, with General Michael Flynn's Hail Mary offer to testify about Russiagate in exchange for immunity. And a lot of people are saying this is a hoax. So, I mean, to try to figure all this out, you'll see 100 different opinions on 30 sides of the issue. The Senate intelligence community has already turned down Flynn's offer, and it's hard to imagine the House committee led by the thoroughly compromised Devin Nunes having the political capital say yes. And so I don't ascribe to this, but this is floating around in various circles. I don't see Trump going anywhere. Our boy Jared Kushner and Ivanka taking these big roles in the White House. And so I just don't see that happening. Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. And I got to play this because I didn't play it last week. This is Minister Farrakhan. And I got to get to it. And it's a trip. So, Mr. Producer, let's play that real quick.
Please know that God is with you.
Yes, sir.
Please know that God has come to fight the battle for our liberation. Please know that your little pop gun that you bought is insufficient to deal with the armed might of America. But Allah can stop his planes from flying just with a little wind. And the messenger said he will sink the 6th and 7th fleet. They're going to be in a war soon. And if Mr. Trump listens to Netanyahu, they want to use you to fight America's war, but it's not America's war, it's Israel's war. Yes, sir. And when you say, Mr. Trump, America first, ask any Jew, even your son-in-law. America is never first. Israel is always first. And as long as Israel is first, then whatever you think or plan will be in Israel before you leave the room of the White House. Mr. Trump, you have to extricate yourself from being controlled by any one of these.
All right, so interesting clip. Some pretty heavy duty stuff there. The messenger saying that certain fleets will be sunk and all that stuff. There's a lot of weird prophecies that come out of the Nation of Islam gang, and now the strange bedfellow relationship with the Church of Scientology and the Nation of Islam, real weird stuff. But some of that stuff that Farrakhan was saying about his son-in-law and the war coming, very interesting, because people can feel it. You see this ratcheting up with the North Koreans. Tillerson's rhetoric, and now Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. A lot of people are speculating about something to go at it with the North Koreans. And so I was just listening to a program the other day, and it was just like, it was Joe Rogan talking to the MMA fighter who is a Marine officer. And, it's kind of on everybody's mind now, this whole Kim Jong-un Korea thing. And then Joel Skousen has been saying for years that that's going to be the trigger to World War III. So the Kings of the East in the Book of Revelation, the 200 million man army, 200,000 right there. Very old prophecy in the Book of Revelation. Fascinating stuff. None of us wants to see this happen, but unfortunately, we see this flood into Europe, and it's very ugly. And check out the video on the Zionist report called "Europa is Already Lost." It'll really break your heart. Tear it down, only they could. Tear it down the wall.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
We're gonna have to get into this Noam Chomsky thing for a second. It's a short segment. We'll have a long segment after the bottom of the hour. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 queued up. I mean, this is now Frank and I were talking about this, and this made its rounds this week, and I it's just. These people have no shame. People on the left side of this political spectrum, especially, and everybody says, "Oh, it's a fake paradigm." Yeah, but these people that fall on this side of where they identify with Marx and collectivism and statism and basically. That somehow that this is the answer to everything, and that social justice and all this garbage, this communism dressed up in nice flowery language. These people, these tactics they use just they make my head explode. Where they cover for an operation like 9/11, and but then. As Trump enters office, he's going to pull a false flag because everybody hates him so much. Go ahead and hit clip 11.
All right, so we have the pseudo-intellectual left-to-center Noam Chomsky going on record on many occasions stating that 9/11 truth is complete horseshit and also attempting to discredit architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. And what did Noam Chomsky come out and state today? He came out and he stated that Donald Trump could be staging a false flag terror attack in order to maintain fan base amid failing policies. You have to at least question where Noam Chomsky's allies lie, where his allegiances lie, I should say, if he's going on record stating that, oh, Donald Trump could be staging a false flag terror attack in the future, before it even happens, and without any proof. Meanwhile, anybody who goes on record stating that they believe that Bush or Obama may have staged a false flag operation in the past, and presenting proof, no, they're the discredited idiots, right? Noam Chomsky, you idiot. And this and his conclusion would be an attempt to regain popularity, because everybody hates Donald Trump right now, of course, I guess, because of the Health Care Act, which did not pass. Obviously, they called it Trump Care. Some called it Ryan Care, because Ryan wrote the bill. It wasn't Trump. He just negotiated it with members of Congress. I don't even think Trump read it, to be honest. That's just my opinion. And it was a shit bill. You had guys like Rand Paul coming out against it, and others within the GOP stating that it was basically just Obamacare 2.0 or Obamacare Light. And it didn't pass because of that. Meanwhile, this
okay,
is what...
Okay, go ahead and stop it. Stop it. Now, thanks, Mr. Producer. A couple things here. Noam Chomsky, and some of these Hollywood types were saying this as well, that Trump's going to pull a false flag because, you know, he's going to do a Reichstag fire, you know, the whole thing. And people have different opinions about the Reichstag fire. You can hear people argue all day about that, whether it was a false flag or not, and blah, blah, blah. But they use that term quite often. Let's just say Trump's going to pull his own 9/11. Now, I think, you know, Trump, I don't, you know, it's hard to say, but I'm thinking this guy's been isolated and compartmentalized already. And this was one of my fears, one of my kind of apprehensions, that, you know, Trump could have some real patriotic bones in his body. But unfortunately, the characters that surround the chief executive, they went to work immediately to isolate Trump and compartmentalize him. So we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Long segment coming up.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Incendiary radio just got hit with a threat. Anyway, so compartmentalization of Trump, Jared setting up the office of innovation. Everybody's flipping on Ivanka, getting her little, position or whatever. And it's like, and then people brought this up. It's like JFK put his brother in as the attorney general or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, people lose perspective. That's another thing that people just really, it gets you angry. It's because they got tunnel vision and they don't look at, precedent and people doing other things. And it's just ridiculous. And so, Trump's wife, she doesn't seem to be really taking a big role. So of course his daughter is going to have some sort of a larger role. She's of the age. Chelsea, let's look at Chelsea. She was much younger while the Bill and Hillary were co-presidents. Remember that? And so I just think if Hillary would have got in, what would Chelsea would have been some massive figure in Hillary's White House. So it's just the hypocrisy. It's ridiculous. Now, I was listening to another program and the guy was talking about how some of these researchers, where you get above top secret, okay, these Q levels, okay, a bunch of these doctors out here, these people that talk about the shadow state, and basically how you have above top secret, and then you have these Q levels that supposedly go way up to supposedly in the 30s, let's say. Now, this guy was basically making the case that the president of the United States is only at the 17 level. And this was all set up by Nelson Rockefeller when he was the vice president under Ford. And I got an article up about, it's called Rocks Off, Nelson's Coitus Massively Interruptus, where you remember Nelson, he thought he was coming, but he was going. This was following the news that Nelson Rockefeller, New York's four-term governor, former vice president of the U.S. and the most prominent scion of America's most wealthy family, had succumbed to a heart attack at age 70 while in the Midtown townhouse with his 25-year-old assistant, Megan Marshak. Profound joke. Preferred joke. How did Nelson Rockefeller die? Low blood pressure, 70 over 25. Funny stuff. But, you know, this was all supposedly set up by Nelson Rockefeller, according to some of these researchers out here that basically said, so now the president of the United States, like I said, leading up to Trump coming in, well, these other researchers have been saying it's been this way since the 70s, that basically the president is compartmentalized. He's way down on the pecking order as far as the deep state, at level 17, and there's another 18 levels above where the president's at. Who knows if this is true? This is stuff you hear on talk radio or you read on certain websites, but it does kind of make sense about when you look at the big picture. Let's talk about the White House and Capitol Hill lockdowns, okay, that happened throughout the week. You know, this predictive programming is very heavy with basically DC being, you know, and the government sectors where the White House or the Capitol is very vulnerable. And I think they want to kind of perpetuate this idea that, oh my gosh, DC is just an open sieve and anybody can get in there and wreak havoc. And that's probably there to take Trump out if they see fit, and then basically to make it seem like, gosh, Secret Service can't keep a lid on the White House property, and et cetera, et cetera. That's what it looks like, I guess, right here from, you know, my vantage point is, you know, you see all these lockdowns, you see how many times the White House has been breached since January 20th, that Trump was inaugurated. And so they want to give you this perception that, oh my gosh, it's just, we're in a new, you know, uncharted territory, and the Secret Service just can't protect the president because there's just so many threats. And so hopefully, you know, I don't want to see that happen, because I know that there'll be some serious things that go down if these clowns decide to take out the president. And I don't want to see Pence in charge either. You know, a lot of people were worried when Trump named Pence as his VP nominee, that basically it's like, damn, Trump, you just put yourself in more danger because you put a guy in that the power structure is in love with. The Zionist, Trump, Pence being a crypto Catholic, uses the term Christian a lot, poses like he's an evangelical. Very interesting. Wanted to bring this up. This is pretty wild. And, you know, the flag of the Russian flag and the double-headed eagle and, you know, all that stuff, the symbols. A lot of people, you know, when you look at the Scottish Rite, the double-headed eagle, and a lot of people tie that to the Jesuits and so forth and so on. So basically with this double-headed eagle, and I know this is an ancient symbol in Eastern Europe and so forth, but think about this. And I was watching a Vatican documentary coming from a Protestant viewpoint, and think about the Great Schism, okay, between the East and the West, the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church. And you know, forces in Rome have been trying to heal the Great Schism since the 11th century, when this thing all went down. And think about the Patriarch Kirill from the Russian Orthodox Church meeting with Francis in Cuba. And then all this Antarctica stuff, the Ark of Gabriel. You've read about a lot of you've read about all this stuff where basically all the goings on in Antarctica. And then, you know, you got Steve Quayle's book, Empire Under the Ice, and they tie that into the Third Reich. And, you know, I mean, there's so much speculation on Antarctica and so forth and so on. It's just fascinating stuff. But this whole thing with Trump and Putin and, you know, the hand of the Jesuits here, the healing of the Great Schism. Okay, that would be a kind of a fascinating thing to see the hidden hand. And this, it's the whole Amoruse thing too. Remember, I was covering that a few months ago. But you would have to look at Amoruse from the viewpoint of Rome and the Orthodox Church and the healing of the Great Schism as well. And I didn't really flesh that out, but it's something to kind of contemplate on. With forces behind the scenes trying to drive, you know, the Orthodox Catholic, you know, thing back together. Now think about this: the immigration crisis, this Kalergi, you know, the Vatican's heavily involved in this. This Peter Sutherland stuff, the EU, the United Nations, refugees, the UNHCR, all this stuff, Accenture. All this stuff, driving these refugees into Europe. And, you know, you got the kind of jihadist Ottoman, neo-Ottoman angle here with Erdogan and the Saudis with their Wahhabi Salafist kind of, you know, Takfiri movement to take over Europe. But then you got Rome and why Rome would lay down to this. Think about this. In order to basically save Europe, right, from Islamization, you got to heal the Great Schism, and you got to have a united Christian kind of Catholic Orthodox front to save Europe from Islamic overwrite. And so, this is another kind of angle with the healing of the Great Schism. This, you know, you'll have this new kind of Holy Roman Orthodox, you know, empire to fight off once again, you know, the Muslim kind of conquest of Europe. So that's something to keep your eye on. Keep your eye on that aspect of it too. Of course, you've got the Jewish angle, which is basically to take down Christianity, number one, but also to blot out basically the European race, which they consider their most kind of formidable foe in the world as far as hegemony over the levers of power. And so you got to look at that angle too. But it's a very kind of a long, big equation here, and you don't want to look, you know, at the thing without trying to take in all the factors here. AIPAC, you know, I was thinking about this week. The whole Jewish community center, bomb threats, all that stuff, was that basically to soften up opinion and everything for the big AIPAC meeting that they just had here to basically gin up sympathy for the cause of, you know, the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations, the whole Jewish, you know, role in the world and Israel's role in the Middle East and on the planet, and really looking this grand awakening to basically the machinations of the Jewish element on the planet and then their quest for, you know, this greater Israeli empire and then eventually, you know, their king of the world and the whole Messiah, you know, the Jewish kind of version of who the Messiah is going to be. And, you know, I was watching these guys, these kind of Orthodox looking dudes, and they're talking about, you know, how each one of them is going to have 2,800 Gentile slaves when the Messiah comes. And basically calling the other human beings on the planets beasts, and, you know, all thinking that, you know, and these guys are like, it's like, it's a really sick mind control system they're under, this Talmudic, Kabbalistic mind screw that, you know, the rabbinic, Orthodox, Judaic mind screw that these guys are under to think like that. And the when you look at these Islamic jerks in Britain and Germany and France, it's no less toxic the way they, you know, they think that they're strong and they're overwriting the cultures of Europe. These guys are just as sick as any Talmudic Jew. And so, you know, I've noticed a lot of these people out here, and I kind of fell into this a while back to where I wanted to kind of like take it easy on Islam and really look at, you know, the Jewish question, and basically thinking that Islam would go away, you know, if basically you expose like the organized criminal networks of the money changers and the Pharisees and so forth. But it's like, you know what? I said this on Twitter the other day. Jews could disappear from the planet and you would still have to deal with Islam. Okay. And so, you know, it's a part of the equation. Islam itself is part of the equation that's not going to go away. They have a domineering mindset. They think the West is weak. And then right now on the continent of Europe is a slow burn, a bloodbath going on, and it's getting more and more intense by the day. And these creeps that are running the European countries, I don't know what they're waiting on. I know they're under orders from Rome. They're under orders from the city of London, you know, the real financial hub of the Judaic money changers. I don't know whether they're waiting for the rubber band to stretch for at its most, you know, elongated point, or, you know, you got the Kalergi plan, and I know that thing is there, but it just fascinates me that so many people of European extraction could go along with the Kalergi plan and think it's something desirable. It just, you know, and I see this sickness in our own American left. This Stockholm syndrome, this drumming of this brainwashing that somehow, because of your DNA profile, that you have a guilt that you have to pay back to the rest of the planet by basically leaving the planet. It's just evil, you know, from top to bottom. And I know a lot of people are waking up to the fact this evil brainwashing system is occurring. But it's getting alarming when you're watching, you know, these various clips of England and Germany and Italy and Scandinavia. It gets, you know, like I said last week, I feel guilty being here in the United States, where we're going to have to face this probably a little bit later than what's going on in Europe. They're facing it now, and they need all hands on deck. But, you know, and I know this is a spiritual sickness at the base of this thing. But to watch the physical victimizations going on the streets of Europe, it's almost too much for one to bear. This return to this regressive ideology taking hold in all the cities of Europe. See you guys on the other side.
I had my fair share of hard times in my life, I must confess. When it comes down to living,
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
We're back.
And I feed the fire.
Incendiary Radio. Mr. Producer, cue up clip 9 and get that ready. Jean-Claude Juncker, head of the European Commission. Okay, he's like one of the unelected guys. And you'll hear a translator, but these are his words. Go ahead and hit clip 9.
So Brexit isn't the end. A lot of people would like it that way. Even people on another continent. Where the newly elected U.S. president was happy that the Brexit was taking place and has asked other countries to do the same. And if he goes on like that, I am going to promote the independence of Ohio and Austin, Texas, in the United States of America. It's business as usual in Europe. We must continue. We must forge ahead.
All right. So Jean-Claude Juncker comes from kind of a very heavy family in Europe. you know, Jones, Alex Jones had a meltdown over Juncker, and he really went into the whole German Nazi lineage of Juncker, and then Juncker's wife. Okay, so basically the family of Mr. Juncker, who was the president of Luxembourg, I believe. Basically, Jones did all this connecting this guy to the Third Reich, and then Juncker's wife, who he married, her father was one of Adolf Hitler's very close confidants. And so Jones went on a tirade earlier in the week about the head of the EU threatening, you know, basically to support, you know, I'm surprised he didn't mention CalExit, Mr. Juncker, since so many of the leftists over there want to exit the United States. You know, it's funny. You know, all the military might that's in California, that the economy in California would take a big dump. Just like Gordon Duff actually pointed out about Texas, if they wanted to leave all the massive military bases and so the infrastructure there, it would probably cause Texas to have a big hiccup in their economy. And so, you know, these people want to leave the Union. It's an empire now, and you know, just Obama, I guess it was Obama threatened Texas with basically a no-fly zone type activity years ago when there was a big dust up. And so, very interesting. See you guys on the other side of the break.
That will survive disaster.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.